From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Today, we look at Proposition 33 that would change state laws on auto insurance premiums. Steve Milley has this report.
If you've been with the same car insurance company for 5 straight years or more, you're probably getting some type of continuous coverage discount. But let's say you wanted to switch to a different company. Right now in California, you can't take that discount with you.
Prop 33 would allow consumers to shop that discount to competing carriers.
Rachel Hooper is with the Yes on Prop 33 campaign.
It's all about competition, and California consumers deserve to be able to switch insurance carriers and keep their discount. It just makes sense.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Jamie Court opposes Prop 33. He's president of Consumer Watchdog. He points out the flip side of Prop 33. Insurance companies could increase your rates if you let your coverage lapse.
Do we pay more for milk because we didn't buy it before? Do we pay more for gasoline because we didn't buy it before?
Court says Prop 33 penalizes people who end their coverage for legitimate reasons.
If you're a good driver and you decide to take mass transit because you can't make ends meet, or you go to college in another state and you don't need a car, you shouldn't get hit with a very big surcharge when you come back and buy insurance in California.
But Yes on Prop 33's Rachel Hooper says that surcharge already exists, and this measure exempts you from higher fees for lapse coverage if you're in the military, are laid off or furloughed for no more than 18 months, or are still living with your parents.
If you lapse payment on your car insurance today under California law for any reason, you lose your discount. But under Proposition 33, we have all these protections.
But Prop 33 opponents say if you don't fit those categories and let your coverage lapse, you'd be faced with even higher rates. Billionaire insurance executive George Joseph has donated $16 million in support of Prop 33. The Mercury General Corporation chairman contributed the same amount to a similar initiative that was defeated 2 years ago. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
Find more election coverage at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update.